In Philadelphia today, congressional Republicans and President Trump are attending the annual GOP policy retreat. Way up on the agenda, repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Today, Trump, speaking to Republicans, said Obamacare is a disaster he can't wait to replace. And before that, House Speaker Paul Ryan said he wants it done in the next 3 months.
This law is collapsing five states. Five states only have one health care insurance company, one health care plan. One out of three counties in America only have one health care plan. That is not a choice. That is a monopoly.
NPR health policy reporter Allison Kojak joins us from the GOP retreat in Philadelphia. And Allison, so Speaker Ryan wants to repeal and come up with some replacement of the ACA by April. But are he or Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spelling out any plan?
They don't have a real detailed plan as of yet, not that we've seen. They talk about the plan that they're going to come up with, and as you said, Speaker Ryan has said they want to get this done by April, which means they're going to have to come up with something pretty soon. What they do have done is put some, you know, ideas out there that are shaping up and are being repeated enough that we know they're likely to be included. That includes replacing the mandate with tax credit so that people will be able to buy insurance at a lower, you know, with the help of government tax credit, and health savings accounts, which are tax-favored accounts where people can save money and pay for their health care costs through those.
Well, and they're concerns about, well, they're concerns about both of those, and I'm wondering, are Republicans, you know, what's the feel that you get? Are they nervous about this? They've said they wanted details and to hammer it out because they know they're going to own it.
Yeah, and they seem to be a bit nervous about it in the sense that they haven't come up with a unified plan. There are several different plans floating around out there, and the promises that they're making are changing day to day. I mean, President Trump has said he wants insurance for everybody, and immediately after he said that, a lot of Republican leaders have walked that back and said, no, we are offering access to everybody. They don't want to overpromise and underdeliver and get in the same trouble that the Obama administration got in.
Now, Republican senators this week floated a plan to let states decide whether or not to keep Obamacare. Is that gaining any support?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting plan because I haven't heard anything like it before. Senator Susan Collins and Bill Cassidy floated this idea that they should just turn it over to the governors. And certain states could choose, if they wanted to just stay in the Affordable Care Act, keep Obamacare. And states that don't like it, those governors could opt into this other plan, which would offer, you know, again, tax credits to help people buy insurance. It looks like on the face of it that it would be a very, very generous tax credit system and would cost the government a lot of money. They've only had one other senator sign on as of yet. That's Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Well, and just briefly, Ryan has long pushed for overhauling Social Security and Medicare. Those are the biggest federal health expenses. But President Trump campaigned on not changing those. So tension there?
Yeah, Speaker Ryan mentioned it again this morning, at least indirectly. But President Trump has said he does not want to touch Medicare, at least not part of this repeal and replace. But it seems like Speaker Ryan still has that in his plans.
That's Allison Kojak, NPR's health policy reporter at the Republican Policy Retreat in Philadelphia. It's going to go on for 3 days. President Trump speaking there today. Allison, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me, Robin.